We know that during our Lord's ministry, thousands of disciples followed him, but he chose 12. 12 he called apostles. And Mark tells us in chapter 3 and verse 14 that he ordained 12, that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. Jesus had called them to be with him that he may send them. They were called to be sent, and send them he did. Luke chapter 9 tells us that he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And he told them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. And they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. And like our Savior, they would be spirit-led and devil-tempted. And then we turn the page to chapter 9 of the same book of Luke, and we read these words. After these things, the Lord appointed 70 also, and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. Therefore he said unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray therefore that the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Carry neither purse nor scrip nor shoes, and salute no man along your way. Jesus also delegated to these 70 the same power that he had delegated to the 12 apostles in the preceding chapter. The Holy Spirit had not been given, but all power had been given unto Jesus, and he could delegate that power to whom he will. In chapter 10, it talks about Jesus called other 70 also. Reminded me of the story in Numbers chapter 11. When Moses was tired and worn, he just couldn't bear up under the burden of all the people. He went to the Lord and told him this story. He said, I'm not able to bear all these people alone because it's just too heavy for me. And the Lord said to Moses, gather to me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom you know to be the elders of the people and officers over them, and bring them into the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with you. I like that. Moses is getting some help. 70 other men will be standing with him. And in verse 25 in Numbers chapter 11, tells us that the Lord came down in a cloud and spake unto him and took of the Spirit that was upon him and gave it unto the 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the Spirit rested upon them, they prophesied. So we find that there was precedent for Jesus choosing the other 70. Moses had done the same thing, and God put the same Spirit on these 70 that Jesus chose as he put on the 70 that Moses chose. I read the story of Lord Nelson, the British Admiral of the Royal Navy. One man said that he had amazing influence over his fellow man. He goes on to say, the moment he stepped on board ship, some magnetic power radiated from him to a collection of men with no common purpose, and they became a band of brothers. And this power radiated far beyond his own ship, being felt in every ship under his command. Was it not something like this that banded this band of men to Christ? The impact of his personality made them each what they were. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.